Well, let us begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can gather in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. And here we are, Lord, ready to exercise the power of prayer in a sense. But first, we want to just acknowledge you and bow down before you and continue to look at the scripture and see what you're saying to us through others and for our admonition and for our profit, really, spiritually. And so lead us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to be talking about Abraham and about the man of faith. And this morning we're just going to scratch the beginning surface as he's called out of Ur of the Chaldeans. And so let's just sing number 76, Jesus Calls Us. 76, Jesus Calls Us. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all. So the call on our lives, the call on Abram's life is what we want to look at this morning. And so if you would turn to Genesis chapter 11, where we have the introduction of Abram. He didn't get his ha until a little later on, so he is not Abraham yet. He's still Abram at this point. And in verse 31 of chapter 11, we read, and Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his sons Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. So I just want to look at these first few verses today. The next time we will get into more of the promises to Abraham and making him a great nation and blessing him, and out of his name will come blessings to all and curse to him who curses you and so forth. But today just looking at really, in a sense, three cities, if you would, or three countries, Ur, Haran, and Canaan. And what do they stand for? Well, we see here the faithfulness of Abraham in heeding this call to come out of his country. And we read in Acts Stephen's testimony. Stephen said, brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran. And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, that faith chapter, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. And so we see here that Ur of the Chaldeans is not some little mud-walled village kind of in the back country. This was a major city with libraries and much wealth, and they were worshiping the god of Baal and other gods, and totally into idolatry. You know, this is kind of in the shadow almost of the Tower of Babel area, Babylon and so forth, down in that Fertile Crescent Valley there. And so we have Abram being called here. He's certainly not a Jew. Jews haven't come into identity yet. So he's an idol-worshipping Gentile, really, is what he is. But God is going to use him in a mighty way. And so he calls him out of Ur, out of Ur. And we see now that he was to leave his country. He was to leave his family. But we see he didn't leave his family for a while. Apparently, Abram was obedient and must have told his father and others, "I'm going." And they would have said, "Where to?" And he said, "I don't know. To a land God is going to show me." "Oh, really? Where is the land?" "Well, I don't know." "Well, what's it called?" "I don't know." "How big is it?" "I don't know. But I'm going." And apparently his father, Terah, went with him. And they went as far, they went about halfway there, a little bit more maybe, to this city near Syria, actually, of Haran. And that's as far as they got. And then they were there a number of years, and then later Abram left Terah, as before his dad died, I believe, in Haran and went on into the land of Canaan. So what does that all mean? Well, one of the things it means to us as Christians, I think, Ur is the land of the unbeliever. Ur is a land of death and darkness, where we were all born, really, apart from the Spirit, apart from being born again. That's where we came from. Haran is kind of a halfway house, where we start to have some signs of being religious, some signs of knowing God, but really not totally committing to God yet. And we can see that's how far Abram's father, Terah, got. He never got beyond that point. And how many people do we know that say they're saved, and yet their lives are nothing more than a life living in Haran? They have the outward appearances of being obedient, of leaving the old country, but they haven't gone into the new country yet. Well, we will see eventually that Abram goes on into the promised land, or the land where God was going to give to him, a land that today we know as Israel. And we see that Canaan is the name of that land here in this passage. And I think Canaan stands for our lives as Christians. We have victory in Christ because of what he has done, but we have battles, don't we? We have even giants in the land, and we have discouragement, and we have trouble, and we have setbacks, and at times we even want to go back to Haran, and maybe sometimes even back to Ur. It's very interesting now, as there's three things that Abram is supposed to depart from. As we get into chapter 12, the Lord says, "Get out of your country." Now, it's not really hard to leave a land of death and darkness when you start to reason what death and darkness means eternally and what eternal life means, right? But notice how we want to hang on to that. How many people have you talked to? They almost get white-knuckled in hanging onto their chair. "Oh, I couldn't take that chance of accepting Christ. I mean, that's just too big a chance for me to take. I've got to hang on to where I am, right? I've got to hold on to my seat. I can't let go because I don't want to let go of those things I know and I'm comfortable with, right?" And even us, you know, there are times when we kind of maybe remember the old, I don't know, not that we want to go back there, but, I mean, there's times you have those thoughts of Ur, I think, and with each of us is a little different. As we left Ur, some of us left pretty quickly, and some of it took a long time, and some of us had one foot out and one foot in, and, you know, I mean, that's kind of the way it is, isn't it? But I guess the question today for you, are you really out of Ur? Is Ur really out of your heart? Is it really out of any hidden desires that you have or anything you're holding back from the Lord? And then the second is leave your family. Well, what does that mean, leave your family? Why would you do that? Well, we're talking now, in effect, it's kind of like Genesis 2:24 that says, "For this reason a man shall cleave to his wife, and they shall leave his mother." They shall leave their immediate families. So the influence of the family, of course, in Abram's case, the influence of the family was all bad. I mean, it was all idolatrous, pagan worshiping. So you got to leave that. You got to set that behind. But even with us, we need to leave the family behind in terms of those traditions, in terms of those things that are not of the Lord. And if you come from a very godly family, then you have much less to leave behind than if you come from a very wicked family like Abram came from, right? We're talking about Abram being called out of Ur, out of the Chaldeans, and he went partway to Haran, and about that being kind of a symbolic of our Christian walk, where we're called out of the old life, the Ur, and then we go to a midway point where we're really in kind of a miserable place, really, where we got almost one foot in the world and one foot in the Lord, and we can't quite decide where we are. That's not a good place to be. But that's a little bit like the story here in Haran, I think, because Abram was obedient. He left, but he didn't go all the way, and he did get encumbered with the family for a while. And so I think that Papa wanted to go along. Yeah, I might as well leave too. But he wasn't committed to God. He just went up there, and then he stopped there, and he stayed there. He never got beyond there. But then we see Abram eventually going into the land of Canaan, into the promised land. But get out of your country was the first command. The second one is from your family. And the third, from your father's house. Now, what is that all about? Isn't that the same thing as family? Well, I think there's another meaning there, too. I think the father of us all is Adam. And we want to get out of the old man. We want to get out of the Adamic, if you call it that, nature. The old man corrupt with its exceeding lust and so forth. And we want to put that off, right? We want to put off the old man and put on the new man. And so the father's house, I think, there has the element of Adam in it, the sin nature of Adam and our sin nature, our rebellious nature from that. And then to look forward to a land that I will show you. And I believe for us, that's the Christian walk. That's the eternal life as our destiny, but yet until we're out of these bodies, we're aware that we sin in these bodies. We're aware that we have victory in Christ, but we're also aware that we're not perfect yet, right? I mean, and in a way, I wish we were. In another way, God wants a relationship with us, doesn't he? And I don't know about you, but I know in my case, you know, I need thee every hour. That's a generous hymn. Really, it's more like I need thee every minute, right? Because what are we? We're continually sinning in these bodies. We're continually filled with pride and selfishness and arrogance. And we need to confess that to the Lord and keep that close relationship with him, because that's what he wants. He wants our heart. He wants our relationship with him. He wants us in the land of Canaan, all of us. He doesn't just want us in Haran, where part of us is with him and part of him in the old country. And he certainly doesn't want anyone to be unsaved. That's where the unsaved are. They're still in Ur. They've never left, and they don't want to leave. They hear about going to this land that is promised to them, but they are not interested, right? And how many times have you seen that happen when you tell somebody about Jesus Christ? So, in wrapping this up, are you out of Ur totally? Are you out of Haran totally? And are you totally willing to go into a land that God will show you? And remember, at this point, and really in Abram's whole life, he never was shown the whole land, was he? In really? And what did he live in? Did he settle down and live in a bunkered house? No, he lived in a tent, just passing through. And so we want to make sure we are in a tent, really, in a sense of being, knowing that this is not where the end is, right? This is not it, but this is just a place where we're passing through on our way to our permanent home, which we will not get until we leave these bodies, absent from the body and present with the Lord. So Abraham was faithful, or Abram was faithful. He did get out of his country. He did eventually get away from his family, or most of it. A lot, he never did get away from Lot, until we'll see a little later on in Abram's life where you know, they got such big flocks and herds, they didn't have enough pasture, so they divided. And it was very amazing to me, in a sense. I won't go into that this morning, really, but as soon as they parted, as soon as Abram said, you go whichever way you want, I'll take whatever you don't go, God spoke to him. God spoke to him. And so we see that's the way with us as well. Oftentimes, God won't give us that second step until we take that first step, and we need to display some obedience and some faith there. And Abram will be our example, because later, after God continues to work with this man, he eventually will give him that test in Genesis 22 of sacrificing Isaac. And at that point, God will have him completed, so to speak. But early on, we will see in the next time or two, when we look at Abram's life, we'll see he believed and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And that's the whole pillar of our Christian faith, that belief accounting that for righteousness. Father, we thank you for these words today. We thank you for the faithfulness of Abram, and we thank you for the faithfulness of believers who have left Ur. And we pray that we would be totally out of that, and totally out of Haran, and totally into the land that you are showing us, the land of Canaan, the Christian walk, filled with the Spirit and being led by the Spirit and coming from that victory which you have given us. And so, Lord, we thank you for that great victory, a great promise of eternal life. And, Lord, lead us now as we have this opportunity this morning to come together and to pray as believers, to pray in response to your leading, Holy Spirit. And may we be, therefore, in one accord as we lift up our prayers to you now, as you would lead us. Lord, may we pray for the Jeremy Camp concerts in Kiev and Bishkek. May we Armor of Light down three outreaches today in Camp Pendleton. We've got Vacation Bible Schools coming up. We've got Christian camps coming up, Lord, for our church, for our staff, for the missionaries, Lord, and for whatever you put on our hearts to lift up in prayer, as you know what we need to pray for. And so, Lord, lead us now in this time of prayer. We ask in the mighty, precious name of Jesus.